everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Filene's Big Bright Minds, located in Irvine, California this year. And look who is in the virtual studio lounge, Mr. Blake Woods from TransUnion. Blake, how are you, sir?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Well, likewise. Always enjoy, because we were just talking before the recording. The last time we spoke was at Max, like in 2019 or 18 or something like that. So it's been a while.
Sure has.
Long overdue, sir. So, the first question I'm asking everybody is like, hey, how's the conference and what's it like being back in person?
It's tremendous to be back in person. I really appreciate Filene. They've gone the extra mile. They've got an outside area wired with sound. So for folks who maybe don't want to be in that confined space, they can still take part in the conference.
Nice.
Through their mask. It's just really a... I really appreciate folks who put some extra time to make everyone feel comfortable, and that's definitely here. And then just the, I had forgotten, Mike, how, I don't want to say intense because it's a good thing, but how jam-packed these conferences are. You know, it's just speaker after speaker with great insights. And then you go into the break rooms and people are floating ideas back and forth.
Yeah.
And then here come the crashers. And it's just, I've got to kind of pick up my caffeine intake to survive. I forgot how fun they are.
Yeah. There's nothing better than a live in-person conference, because like you said, you know, you can just kind of walk in the hallways or go into a break room or whatever and spontaneously start up a conversation. Hey, what did you think about that session? Or what are you guys thinking about doing in 2022 or whatever, all this impromptu stuff that is hard to replicate in a Zoom environment. Although Zoom has its place and it's a really good plan B, but there's still nothing better than in-person stuff. So, well, that said, anything stand out for you at the conference? Cause I know you spoke yesterday and we'll get to that in a second, but anything stand out for you for the conference?
Yeah. Had some time yesterday with the crashers and I'm a graduate of that program a long, long time ago. And I was just so impressed by some of the questions I got from that group. And it just made me reflect back and, you know, think kind of when I was in their shoes. I think they're just so much further advanced. That really gave me hope for the next generation of credit union leaders. You know, they were asking me questions around ethics and data, new product ideas, how to reach Gen Z. Again, just topics that I don't know if I would have thought of, you know, being at my first credit union event. So my hat's off to Courtney and the Filene team for the job they've done with them. The other big takeaway I had, one of the I3 groups, I think a gentleman named Evan McCauley,
he was on yesterday.
Oh, great. Yeah. He presented his I3 idea. And again, I'm a graduate of that program and I wish I would have had this. He kind of presented it in, here's what you can do today. Here's what you can do in the next 3 to 6 months. And here's your 2-year roadmap. And I thought that framework was so good. I like changed up my talk track for my own.
Did you? Wow.
Still kind of Evan's framework. I really love the way he laid his idea out.
Yeah.
His group just was phenomenal. So yeah, the two groups, I3 and the Cooperative Trust, just continue to impress and very gives you hope for the future of the credit union industry.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Were you thinking about ethics and data when you were a crasher a few many years ago?
Oh, like I remember like someone asked me what my core was and I was like so nervous I couldn't even think or like questions like that. And then I come into this crasher presentation. Yeah, it's just so impressive. And yeah. I think it's due to that. I was talking to Courtney, who runs that group, and you know, they've had this year-long learning experience and a lot of it virtual, but now here in person. And I think it shows that when we continue to invest in our young people, not just a one-time thing, but, you know, continued investment, it really pays dividends. And you can see it with that group. They've got great energy and great ideas.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that bodes well for the industry's future for sure. So, hey, and speaking of speaking, you spoke yesterday. So what was the topic and what are, can you provide us a couple of takeaways as well, real quick?
I certainly can. Yeah. I just in the last week kind of switched up what I was going to talk about. I saw the agenda here, Big Bright Minds. There were some excellent sessions on DEI and inclusive lending. And I really want to talk about that because I know when we look at our own data, whether someone has a credit score or not can dramatically impact their financial life. And we know the cycles that people can get into when they're outside of the financial services industry or maybe the traditional financial services industry. So I had hopefully what came across as a passionate talk about just as Evan laid out in his I3 idea, there are some incremental steps that all credit unions can do today. You know, to give an example, using a trended data score like Vantage 4.0 can score, if you look at the state maps, anywhere between 15 and 20% more consumers in that geography. That's huge. That's one out of six, one out of five people that walk in your door that maybe were denied a loan because wouldn't have a credit score return. When we layer on trended or even alternative data, we can score way more folks and get them into these financial products that will help them find success. And I talked a little bit about using alternative data. So for someone who maybe doesn't have credit history, can we look at rental data? Can we look at utility data and make good decisions? We've got a credit union doing that today, and they're able to score 99% of their applicants.
Wow.
So I think that's the future. We've seen the fintechs start to adopt those tools over the last decade. But I think the credit unions could do it even better given their mission and what motivates them. So I'm very encouraged by some of just the conversations I had after my talk, people coming up wanting more information. And the good thing is a lot of these tools are available in the cores and LOS.
Right now. Yeah, they're all. What were some of the follow-up questions, or what were some of the people asking, if you don't mind me prying a little bit?
Just like, how do I do this, right? And,
basically, how do we do this?
And that's totally fine. I think at the start, like probably the last time I saw you in Spokane back in 2019, I think we had like between 10 and 14% of the scores going out to credit unions were like trended data. So using 30 months of history
rather than
time. And that really helps score more people who maybe have been dormant or new to credit. So back then, again, 10 to 14%. Today, we're right at 30%. So there's been a lot of momentum. And because of that, you know, we've done everything from like deep analytical exercises to give people peace about making that switch, all the way to just cutting the score over. So that's what I was trying to have conversations with yesterday, is just let people, however you want to work. And I'm sure the other bureaus would say the same thing. We're happy to kind of coach you through that journey.
Right on. And getting back to the conference real quick, are there any takeaways that you want to take back with you to the office Monday morning, so to speak, and that can help you kind of further what you do? Or are there any one or two takeaways from Big Bright Minds?
Yeah, I already mentioned it once, but that framework that Evan laid out, I think so often we're chasing ideas that maybe we're not ready for, or there's incremental steps that we need to take. So I really want to, the way that we talk about solutions or the way that we talk about solving problems with our credit unions, use that framework. So I'll definitely kind of continue that. And I think just hearing from the credit unions here, you know, when you're on Zoom again, you have a 30-minute meeting with someone, you've got your agenda you got to get through, but you don't get to talk about, you know, that water cooler stuff. And so I gained a lot of knowledge about, you know, our platforms and what we could be doing better, what we could improve. And I'll definitely take that back with me.
Right on. Alrighty, sir. Well, anything else to add to wrap up? I know you probably have a busy agenda today as well, even though it's a half day, but you know, I don't want to keep you from doing what you do best out there. So anything else to add?
I think we've got another session starting here in a couple minutes, so I'm going to run there, but just wanted to say thank you again for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome.
Choked up.
Don't start crying, Blake. It's okay, man.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure to talk to you, and look forward to seeing you in person soon.
Indeed, yeah. Well, in 2022 for sure. All right, Blake. Well, I'll let you get to the session and keep up the good work. All right.
Thank you.